Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about the Baghdad Phantom. That's correct, the Baghdad Phantom. Now, we brought this up on the show yesterday. It's a UFO that was the footage first released by Jeremy Corbell and George Knapp. And there's some question about this because apparently when John Greenwald tried to access the data surrounding this video, with a FOIA request, he was told in part they couldn't release it because there was an ongoing investigation, legal investigation, I think they said, which that would imply that somebody could be in hot water for releasing classified information or information that they weren't supposed to have their hands on. Still haven't heard anything, you know, about what's going on there, but we could see developments in such a way that where kind of this black hand comes down over the UFO community as far as investigators are concerned, where they just have to be really careful about what they're releasing. Anyway, it's a fascinating video clip that they put out there for the, you know, the community to see. The article that we're talking about here comes from dailymail.co.uk. It's dated March 7th, 2023, written by Josh Boswell, says Chris Sharp for dailymail.com. Title says, exclusive, the truth is out there. Skinny, cylindrical UFO flying near Baghdad is seen in six new thermal images taken by U.S. spy drone last year. Images of a UFO were taken from a video filmed by a thermal camera in a United States Air Force Reaper drone in May 2022. The six images appear to show a skinny, cylindrical-shaped object over northeastern Iraq, close to Baghdad, moving across the screen from left to right. The object also didn't have any visible wings or fins, likely ruling it out as a glider. This long tubular thing you can see in the videos, or the pictures of it rather, and I'll post these on the Buy Me a Coffee website. Very strange. Spy plane images obtained by DailyMail.com show a UFO flying near Baghdad last year. The six images appear to show a skinny, cylindrical object over northeastern Iraq, close to Baghdad, moving across the screen from left to right. The images were taken from a video filmed by a thermal camera in a United States Air Force Reaper drone on May 2022 and have been dubbed the Baghdad Phantom. A source with knowledge of the incident said the object was flagged in an Air Force repository as an unidentified aerial phenomenon, the government's preferred term for UFOs, last year because of its strange characteristics. So while they're telling you that there's nothing to see here, while they haven't come across any images that show an object defying the laws of physics, while everything's explainable, we got this going on. Fast-moving craft are powered by propulsion systems like rockets or engines that create heat, but the thermal camera that filmed the object showed it was colder than its surroundings. Isn't that interesting? And then it has the six images here. Six images appear to show a skinny cylindrical shaped object over northeastern Iraq, close to Baghdad. And you can see this thing. It just almost looks like a long snake-like, tube-like metal object. The images were leaked to journalist and documentary filmmaker Jeremy Corbell Left and investigative journalist George Knapp Wright and released shortly after midnight on Weaponize, their new podcast. So that's kind of a kick their podcast off. Boy. The object also didn't have any visible wings or fins, likely ruling it out as a glider. The U.S. Air Force source said the UFO had no visible propulsion and appeared to be under intelligent control. That's the source. You know, I think they're getting into some deep water here because you've got George and Jeremy, releasing these pictures. Now, those pictures came off a Reaper drone, as they said. You know, if you don't have permission to release those things, man, you could find yourself in some seriously hot water. And then the Daily Mail, they're talking to an unnamed source. I really feel like some of these people are putting themselves at great legal jeopardy. I mean, after we've seen what happened to Snowden and Julian Assange, I don't know. The images were leaked to journalist and documentary filmmaker Jeremy Corbell and investigative journalist George Knapp and released shortly after midnight on Weaponized, their new podcast. Now, see, that's what we're talking about, this denial of the FOIA request to John Greenwald, where they said that there was an ongoing legal investigation. I mean, could they be investigating these guys over this leak? What George and I have uncovered is a Reaper drone footage over an active war zone, Corbell told DailyMail.com. It shows an anomalous object which has been designated as a UAP by our own Air Force. Yeah, well, it's unidentified and it's flying, so I'd call it a UFO. Like our government, we as journalists are curious about what can be seen in these images. The object appears to have no flight control surfaces, no traditional reactionary propulsion, and is cooler than its surrounding environment. This isn't your grandma's rocket, what you're looking at. The six intriguing images show the elongated object at the bottom of the screen moving from left to right. It appeared darker than its background on the thermal camera, indicating it was colder than its surroundings. The images appear to show some kind of trail or stream left in the Baghdad Phantom's wake, though it could be an artifact from the video from which they were taken. So it looks like it's leaving some kind of a, I don't know if you'd call it a trail or an exhaust or whatever. Maybe it's just some kind of, you know, gravity wave. We don't know. Or it could be an artifact of the camera. DailyMail.com understands the UFO was not shot at by the U.S. Air Force because it had no payload, for example, potential bomb, and did not get close to ground troops. Well, for crying out loud, how would you know that? I mean, you've got this cylindrical tube just moving along on its own. You don't know what's inside that thing. Obviously, it's able to move with no visible means of propulsion, no visible means of lift, and you just assume that it hasn't got a bomb. The object was designated as unidentified aerial phenomena, an official term which has since been replaced with unidentified anomalous phenomena. See how they change these terms back and forth? It's ridiculous, really. It's just, I mean, control freaks. It goes on here and has a few pictures of it listed. It says, Corbell told DailyMail.com that the images were leaked by frustrated U.S. Air Force members who claim that significant numbers of UFO incidents are being buried by the Air Force. You know, I would just warn these guys. Snowden was frustrated with all the spying that was going on, which anybody that was aware knew it was going on. We didn't need Edward Snowden to tell us about this, about all the spying. I mean, anybody with common sense could have just assumed that, you know. But he felt like he had to come out here and tell us about it, and he's had to get a change of address to Russia. I'm not sure that I would bend the rules, as Christopher Mellon says, and release this stuff, you know, without permission. I would just hate to end up in a federal prison somewhere. Corbell told DailyMail.com that the images were leaked by frustrated U.S. Air Force members, that's plural, who claim that significant numbers of UFO incidents are being buried by the Air Force. DailyMail.com understands that many of these incidents, including the May 2022 UFO video, were not shared with intelligence agencies or the government's UFO office, the All Domain Anomaly Research Office. You see how they're compartmentalizing this stuff? As soon as that happens, as soon as a picture's taken, it becomes proprietary. Someone's going to hold on to that because somebody wants that knowledge, because knowledge is power. Normally, data from an incident like this near Baghdad would be sent to United States Central Command, CENTCOM, which oversees operations against ISIS in Iraq. But it is unclear whether the command received the video or any other information on the incident. Well, maybe they were afraid that they would get orders to shoot this thing down, and they didn't want to do that and jeopardize the troops. U.S. legislation requires that AARO collects information on UAP incidents from the Department of Defense and the intelligence community. They got about as much luck doing that as I do. I mean, you have a department with one or two people in it, and they're going to collect information from the DOD? Come on. But Christopher Mellon, we talked about him yesterday, the former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Intelligence, recently called out the Air Force for allegedly failing to embrace reporting of strange objects. The Navy was notably helpful, while the Air Force remained notably unhelpful, if not hostile, to inquiries on the subject, he wrote in February 14th blog post. The preliminary assistance provided to Congress about UFOs in 2021 was almost completely devoid of information from the U.S. Air Force, despite the fact that the Air Force as a department, which also oversees U.S. Space Force, haven't heard much out of them lately, has far more aircraft and sensor systems than the Navy, as well as the responsibility for supporting NORAD. Corbell warned the alleged failure to share information as putting servicemen and women at risk. He could be careful here because they could turn right around and say that by sharing this stuff, he's letting the enemy know what kind of capabilities that we have. Therefore, he's putting them at risk. I tell you, I think him and George are walking on thin ice here. This case represents other UAPs filmed by our Air Force, which have been kept hidden from American taxpayers and our intelligence community, he told DailyMail.com. They've kept lots of things hidden from us, okay? They've kept the Tuskegee experiments hidden from us. You can look that up. Pretty disgusting. They've kept experiments hidden where they secretly dosed CIA agents with LSD, kept that hidden from us. Kept experiments, I believe it was in San Francisco and New York, where they intentionally spread a virus through the subway system to see how many people would show up at the doctor's office sick, just so they could track it. Yeah, they've done a lot of this stuff secretly. So this shouldn't be a surprise to anybody who has their thinking cap on. It says, Air Force personnel have told me that they are highly concerned that this phenomenon maintains a regretful stigma that inhibits proper reporting and response within the chain of command. The Air Force is an exemplary branch of our armed services. We should encourage greater UAP transparency for the good of the country and our participating services. Look, any information that we put out there publicly means the Chinese and the Russians automatically have it. The military is not about transparency. The military is about deception. And that's how you gain advantage in a war situation, is through deception. So don't look for transparency from these guys. That's not their job. As journalists, George and I feel duty to inform the public in situations like this where our representations have failed to provide transparency and have in fact obstructed it. You know, honestly, I think him and George would be a lot better off to try to get behind a crowdsourcing effort like this 360 that we're talking about, where people can videotape or video record these UFOs, as opposed to having to clandestinely acquire these for military personnel and risk the chance of going to prison for obtaining and possessing classified information. And it says, as journalists, George and I feel a duty to inform the public in situations like this, where our representatives have failed to provide transparency and have in fact obstructed it. Following the shooting of one Chinese balloon and three unidentified objects over North American airspace last month, the topic of UFOs threatening American interest in air traffic has become a hot topic within Congress. After the shootdowns, Vice Chair of the U.S. Select Committee on Intelligence, the U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, Marco Rubio said, "The last 72 hours have revealed to the public what was happening for years. Unidentified aircraft routinely operating over restricted airspace." Well, we've known this. An image obtained exclusively by DailyMail.com from Corbell and Knapp in January of what appears to be a metallic-looking orb flying over Mosul, Iraq in April 2016 was included in a classified briefing video on UFOs shown to multiple U.S. government agencies. So that's two of these that they've got out of Iraq. In January, AARO's director Sean Kirkpatrick gave a presentation at an aviation safety conference warning of threats to the immediate safety of U.S. and U.S. citizens and government facilities posed by UAP. His presentation slides, reported in a DailyMail.com story last month, said that the military is finding unidentified anomalous phenomena most often in the vicinity of U.S. military facilities and operating areas, which would include conflict zones like Iraq. The Air Force began a six-month pilot program in November 2020 to collect data on UFOs, according to a Pentagon spokeswoman, but ended it the following spring. Lessons learned from the pilot were used to improve support provided to the UAPTF and will be used to contribute to the efforts of AARO if applicable. Data gathered in the pilot was provided through command channels to UAPTF, Pentagon spokeswoman Susan Gao said in a statement. Yeah, we've heard her name before. Not going to tell you anything. In August 2021, Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall told Politico, "I've given a great deal of thought to defending American airspace, but not against UFOs. If asked to do that, then we will do it. This is a thing that's been around for a great many years." So it's been around this whole time, but he hasn't given any thought to it. I don't know. It doesn't sound like a very good answer to me. The leaked May 22 images follow the release of the Mosul Orb image, also obtained by Corbell and Knapp, showing a sphere-shaped UFO filmed by a U.S. spy plane over the northern Iraq city of Mosul in 2016. The Pentagon has yet to confirm the authenticity of the Mosul image. I think they have by now. Goff said that, "I'm not going to comment on whether something is or is not part of a classified briefing." Corbell called on the public to help analyze and identify the new images he and Knapp obtained. "It is my hope that by obtaining and releasing imagery like this, the public can help solve this collective mystery and inspire greater transparency by our Department of Defense." Not likely. The Pentagon's overclassification is corrosive like an acid and has been weaponized against the American public's right and need to know about UFOs. It's time that they earn the people's trust back. Well, I would agree. They just want to classify everything. Tons and tons and tons of this stuff. And it's a way to get people jammed up. And that's why I don't think we can ever get any kind of disclosure from the government, because they just stamp a classified label on everything, and then you're looking at prison time if you release it. What needs to be done here is the public needs to crowdsource data about the UFO experience, and they also need to talk about their experiences so that we can begin to develop a fuller picture of what's going on here. But one thing I think that we can see, it's pretty clear here, is that we're not going to get any answers from the government. It's going to have to come from us. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.